Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Gabriel and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And so today we're going to be reflecting on the Gospel of Luke. And so why don't we just go ahead and begin with a prayer and just allow this sacred scripture and these words just to hit us just in a new way and to pierce our hearts. So let's begin in a prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, we just ask right now that this scripture that we're about to hear, that it might impact us in a new way, in a way that we never expected before. Lord Jesus, we give all this to you. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom. Into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, he stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. This is such a beautiful, beautiful passage. Wow, just imagine what the energy in the room was like. What the energy, the excitement, the realization of, oh my gosh, is this him? Is this the Lord? Is this the Messiah? Is this the man who our forefathers and the prophets and the patriarchs and the people of ancient Israel all dreamed about? Can you just imagine just the excitement of the people that were in this room? But the thing that I want to talk about is how applicable this prophecy is to our own lives. You see, how my question for you today is just for you to ponder is, how is this scripture going to change your life? How is this going to bring glad tidings to you? Right? Is there anything that you need liberty in? Right? Is there anything that you are blind in, that you need Jesus to give you sight in? Is there anything that you are oppressed in? Right? That you need Jesus to free you from? This is such a deeply meaningful and can be such a personal passage if we sit with it and we're like, Lord, I need you to give me liberty from my anxiety, or liberty from my anger, or liberty from my depression, or I need you to recover the sight of the anger that I have towards my uncle, or the anger that I have towards my son or my daughter or my boss. Lord, I need you to lift just this oppression that's on me, this oppression of self-hatred or of self-pity or of any of these different things. The Lord wants to heal you, and he wants to proclaim a year acceptable in your life. In 2022, he wants to proclaim a year acceptable to you. And there's one more thing that I really want us to hone in on, and that is the end passage, like the ending passage, the last words that he says, "And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth." You know, I read this, a phenomenal book, and it was on the virtue of kindness. And the author specifically pointed out this passage, how Christ was the kindest, most affable, most approachable person to have ever walked the face of the earth. That wherever he was, he brought people into such peace, and he was so kind, and he was so gentle, and he was so loving that people could just remember him. And my encouragement to you is that if you want to look more like Christ, I encourage you to be more kind. Kindness is the most transferable job skill, life skill, life hack, right? Kindness is such an underrated but necessary trait of anyone to have in today's day and age. And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. Not the negative words that came from his mouth, not the condemning words that came from his mouth, but the gracious words that came from his mouth. What if, as Catholics and as Christians, every word that flowed from our mouth was gracious? Gracious and loving. So friends, I encourage you that today that you might be gracious. And so thank you again so much for listening to this scripture reflection on the Gospel of Luke. My name is Gabriel and I'm a missionary here at Damascus. May you have a wonderful rest of the day. God bless you.